Pardon My Take is brought to you by BetDSI. For those of us who love and live sports, now is a great time of year to be a sports fan, and it's even a better time to be gambling on sports. It is just the tops. We've got college basketball tipping off. We've got college football rolling into the BCS. We've got the NFL making the playoff push. It is really the best time to watch and to gamble on sports. And what better place to do it than BetDSI.com? They've got great service. They offer A-plus ratings on every single sports book review site that I've seen. They've got great service, and they offer odds on pretty much anything, of course, including all the great sports we know and love, and reality television, and so much more. The BetDSI site is quick, mobile access works great, and it's very easy to use. Playing there makes watching games a lot more intriguing, that's for sure. And as a Pardon My Take listener, an award-winning listener, we're going to hook it up. BetDSI is going to hook you up. They've got a great promotion. Take out a pad, write this down. The promo code is TAKE10, all caps, T-A-K-E-10. You get 10 bucks free to play on the many current sporting and world events happening right now. Once again, that's promo code TAKE10.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Helix Sleep. You're unique. You don't walk like everyone else, talk like everyone else, or sleep like everyone else. So why is your mattress one size fits all? A truly customized mattress will cost you $5,000 to $10,000 until right now. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and they'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body through the proprietary algorithms they developed with the help from the world's leading ergonomics and biomechanics experts. They're sleep scientists. The result? The most comfortable mattress you've ever slept on. And here's the deal. You have 100 nights to try it out. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund, no questions asked. Go to helixsleep.com/PMT and get $50 off your order right this second. That's helixsleep.com/PMT, helixsleep.com/PMT. And like we said, if you don't like that mattress, 100 nights to try it out, and they'll come and pick it up if you don't like it. Full refund, helixsleep.com/PMT right now. Let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Wednesday, November 16th, and college basketball is back.
Love those guys. Love the kids out there. I was super impressed. So we were at Madison Square tonight.
Yep. Kickoff class. I don't even know what it's called.
The kickoff classic. They do kickoffs in basketball.
Yep. Tip-off.
And yeah, and it was great seeing how Coach K had his boys, the guys that weren't playing tonight, dressed up in suits. Classy Coach K, as always. That's how you know we're back.
It was actually fantastic. So we saw the second half of the Michigan State-Kentucky game, which was kind of a snoozer. Kentucky looks dominant, as always. The Kansas-Duke game was phenomenal. We had a little wager, to brag.
Let's back up real quick and just give credit where credit's due. I thought Brad Calipari, played tremendously well tonight. I can see why he was so highly touted coming out of college.
Earned, not
or
given.
High school, yeah.
Yes. So the Kansas-Duke game, which could be easily a championship preview, was fantastic. We had the under in the game, and then the second half over, little pie in the middle right there.
Mm-hmm.
You wet your beak, get the whole
and
face
and then you
wet.
Re-wet it.
Yeah.
So what happens is you feel confident after the first half. It was low scoring. The people that were sitting around us must have been so confused, because in the first half, we were standing, we were cheering double dribbles, we were cheering travels, we were screaming at the top of our lungs when free throws were bouncing off the side of the rim. And then the second half, we started coming alive for offense.
Yep.
But that's how you do it. That's how you make your money.
Two things I noticed from this game. Actually, three things. One, I really like this Kansas team. And maybe it was because Duke seemed like a classic Duke team where they were a little soft down low. But I thought this Kansas team has everything. Two, Bill Self has a fantastic coach stomach. If you saw, He's got a perfect pot belly that he can rest his arms on when he's got his arms crossed and he's mad, which is basically 99% of the game.
He can also rest the whiteboard on that, too. It props it up. It's like a little kickstand.
So I'm very confident in that as well. He's obviously been working on it a long time, but he's got that perfect shape where it's like, he used to be athletic. He looks really good probably in a tracksuit.
Yeah.
But if he's in a suit, he can just prop those arms right up on that belly and be real comfortable.
He looks like Jim Webb got on a treadmill for about like 50 minutes one time.
Yes,
time. And that's what he is now.
Yeah. He's also looked at the elliptical machines. Like, maybe not today.
Also got a great head of hair. I don't know if you saw that on him tonight.
Fantastic.
I don't know if it's a wig or not, but it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Because it serves its purpose. Also, Grayson Allen, don't know if you know this, he got carried off the court a couple times tonight. Like, he leaves it on the court, but he leaves it on the court too much, and he has to go find it again during a timeout after he gets carried off. He's like Rudy, except he gets carried off not just at the end of a victory, but like in the first 5 minutes of a loss.
Yes, and the final thing I noticed, Luke Kennard, I'm going to hate the ever-living shit out of that kid. He is very, very good. He's a classic Duke white guy.
Got a little Kyle
John Shire.
He's a lefty, though.
Got a little Kyle Singler in him. Huh?
Kyle Singler. J.J. Redick. I'm going to love this hoop well.
I'm just going to say I'm going to love this team.
Here's why you watch college basketball. Obviously, if you're a Duke fan, you love that everyone hates you because they don't boo nobodies. But if you are not a Duke fan, you watch college basketball for the moment that Luke Kennard and Grayson Allen cry during the tournament after they get stunned by like a 10 seed.
Yeah, that's
right. That's why you watch. That's
absolutely
why you get invested.
Kennard's got those cheeks that you can just see them. They're going to get really rosy when he gets sad, it's going to be great.
I just can't wait. Coach K sitting at the microphones with those two guys next to him, how much he loves them.
Hugging them.
They're looking down.
Crying.
Their hair's all wet. They're sad.
Their dad's going to be up there with them.
Oh, my God. And it's a boom or bust because if Duke wins, I won't be able to watch, you know, SportsCenter for like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, that's why college basketball is great. It is back. One thing that's always back when they do the tip-off, they do the 24 hours.
Kickoff classic.
Kickoff classic. They do the 24 hours. Without fail, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and bet something and lose it. So I woke up at like 4:30, 5:30 in the morning last night, bet a game.
Yeah.
Woke up again at like 9, lost that game. That usually just happens no matter what.
I woke up at like 8 o'clock this morning, and there was a game that was going into overtime.
Yeah.
And I thought I was...
I lost that game, too.
Okay, good
job. I had the under in that one.
I thought I was having a fever, and I was like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
But it's a great sensation to
have. Sleep betting is something special when it comes to the early season tournaments for college basketball.
That's what happens, kids, out there. You get into your 30s, instead of getting morning wood, you just get like a morning itch to lose money.
Yeah,
so
right.
Old age is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great time. Other news. Tony Romo released a eulogy today for his career.
For himself,
yeah.
Right?
It was a wild... Now, I feel bad for Tony Romo. I actually genuinely feel bad for him because he seems like a nice guy. You know, he vacations in the Wisconsin Dells. Anyone who vacations in the Wisconsin Dells, the world's biggest
really relatable
indoor water park, they're okay in my book. But Tony Romo issued a eulogy for his own career. He is going to step aside. Well, he doesn't really have a choice.
He's just not going to step in front.
Yeah, he said the right things, but it was pretty sad.
Would you say it was classy? Because I think that's the one word that I've seen about a million times, that Tony is a very classy. You know what?
Yeah.
Cam Newton could learn a lot from Tony Romo about to handle setbacks.
I like Dak Prescott. Like I've said, everyone's going to get draft shamed for not picking Dak Prescott. But I hope Tony gets another shot at this.
Well, he will, just with the Bears.
Or the Jets.
Or the Texans.
Yeah. It's going to be, oh my God, could you imagine the Texans? I mean, Brock Osweiler, I don't want to put any ideas into the Houston Texans, head.
Mm-hmm.
Kidnappings happen in Mexico.
He does kind of stick out, doesn't he?
He's
going to be the tallest guy in that country.
He's the tallest guy in Mexico. They're going to Mexico.
If I'm Tony, all right, and we know this, hey, let's just connect some dots here. We know that Tony spent some time with Jason Witten in Mexico.
Yeah.
He might know some people down there that know some people. If you spend enough time in Cancun,
you're
going to meet a guy that can kidnap somebody.
Yeah, he's probably the guy outside Senior Frogs that's offering you cocaine.
Yeah. So just stay woke on that one real quick, preemptively.
Other news, quarterback news. Before we get to our hot seat cool throne, the ultimate cool throne, Jeff Fisher, he's finally done it. He's made the move to Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
he can now say that you can't fire a coach when you're trying to work in a new quarterback.
And I think we broke this news 6 months ago.
Yes.
Like right after they made the move to L.A., I distinctly remember me saying, hey, guess what? They're going to put Jared on the bench for a while. And then when all is lost, they're going to bring him in, and you can't change horses. If you guys think that Jeff Fisher doesn't know how to keep a job by this point, then you just don't know sports. This has been planned. He is the Kevin Spacey in House of Cards that's like plotting his next move. He's blackmailing his owners. He's making sure that Case Keenum's not playing too well, not calling the real good plays for him. And now he's going to get Goff in there.
Yeah, that was why Case Keenum wasn't performing.
Yeah, Fisher was holding out. He was sandbagging him. And Jeff Fisher, his career is basically like the plot of Speed, except he explodes if he gets too far away from 500. And so he's one game out. He's like, okay, I can go 500 maybe the rest of the way.
Don't put that bus over 60.
That's
or
right.
Under 60.
That's right. So you can't change horses midstream. He's going to be around to mentor his young quarterback.
I like that visual. Jeff Fisher is the conniving House of Cards, but really he's not trying to be president of the United States. He's just trying to keep his job.
Exactly. Yeah,
just trying to stay there.
He's trying to make his mortgage.
Yeah. Okay, before we get to Hot Seat Cool Throne, let's do a couple ads. Want to talk to you guys quickly about DraftKings.com. Week 11 Fantasy Contest is coming up. Let's do it. Let's win some money. And guess what? I know your season-long fantasy football team is busted. You probably had some injuries. You probably missed the waiver wire at some point, but DraftKings.com has you covered because they are 1 week fantasy football contests, and it is the destination for them. No season-long commitments. Every week is a brand new season at DraftKings. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends and play them every week, or try the 50-50 contest where the top half of the entries win cash. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com right now. Use code BIGCAT, B-I-G-C-A-T, and play for free with your first deposit. That's code BIGCAT to play for free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend. This weekend, week 11, $100,000 in total prizes only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Okay, time for some Hot Seat Cool Throne. We play this game every single Wednesday. Hot Seat Cool Throne.
Is it a game?
It's a game.
Okay, so it's no longer a recurring topic. Now it's a game.
It's a game.
Okay, so that means there's got to be a winner.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Embrace
All right.
debate.
Stakes just got higher.
We'll set up a poll.
All right, well, let's start with Hank.
All right, my hot seat, Brad Stevens. He's 5-5. Coming into the season. predicted to be number two. He's coaching for his job.
Okay.
So, all right.
So, Hank, you're going to be the first to call for Brad Stevens' head.
Yep.
All right.
You're
first.
Oh, but here's the thing, Hank. With Brad Stevens goes Indiana's job. They're hand in hand.
Right.
Tom Crean has a pretty good team this year. So, I don't know. I don't think he's on the hot seat right now.
He's coaching for his job.
Tom Crean is always on the hot seat because he looks like he's melting.
He is always on the hot seat, but I guess, do you think Tom
I don't think
Crean,
it would matter if Indiana was good or not. If Brad Stevens became available.
True. Tom
Crean's out. Tom Crean.
Yeah, Tom okay. Crean is gone.
It's
he
like
gets the Ricky Renteria treatment.
It's like your high school girlfriend that went on to become like a supermodel. Like if your wife, just because she's a mom of your children and like the kids are doing really well, if your ex becomes available, you're out.
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm
Love
out
it.
Of here.
Cool throwing Tony Romo.
Ooh.
Everyone's saying he's playing for his job, but there's been interest shown by every other team. So even if he gets off the Cowboys, he'll have a job.
I like
okay.
it.
All right.
Going a little against the grain there.
Yeah,
I like it, Hank.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough to beat. My hot seat is Steelers football.
Mm.
Okay? Pittsburgh is not playing Steelers football. Mm-hmm. They're not winning. They're not playing defense. I think James Harrison came out and said, they had to run it through like the James Harrison translator filter because it's probably like, these motherfuckers are fucking up too much. I'm going to fucking kill them. But he basically said that their defense is soft. And they're not running the ball. They're 25th in the league in running. Pittsburgh needs to get back to running the ball and stopping the run. People forget that's how you win the playoffs.
The good news for Mike Tomlin, though, Steelers football means they never fire coaches. So he's never on the hot seat. It's just the style. I like that a lot.
Right, yeah. No, the Steelers as an organization, they're classy. People don't talk about it. They do things a little bit differently on the Steelers.
Yeah.
They hang on to their coaches. So Tomlin's okay, but Steelers football coordinators, they come and go in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next up on the cool throne, I've got Case Keenum, okay?
Oh.
He just got benched, but guess what? That means he's back in his natural environment as a backup. And he is, the recency bias, the most recent backup that was a starter. So now he's set as being a backup for like the next 5 years. He'll probably go to the Chiefs for a while and start a couple games there.
True.
He'll be okay.
True. Because you can say we have some game tape. We could at least look at him.
Exactly. He's got starting experience.
Right. My hot seat, NBA players' effort. College basketball's back.
Yeah.
So NBA players don't try. They don't try like the college kids. Mm-hmm.
That's why college I like the college kids, game.
Yeah,
better,
they you know they dive on the floor. They're hustling.
Full
they're,
court press.
They're boxing out.
Playing,
full court press.
Playing with pride for their school, not for their paycheck.
Right. Those NBA players, they're just lazy. They're walking around. They're not trying. They're not playing defense.
I can't be the only one who thinks that a team of college players could put together a team and beat an NBA team. Right.
At least they would try
probably
harder.
Dominate the NBA. Yeah.
If the game was if the game were to take place in like early December, mm-hmm. in maybe. I don't know.
Maybe in the
like
in
Milwaukee?
The gym. I was gonna say in the gym where they filmed Hoosiers.
Yeah,
I got all my money on the college.
I agree. My cool throne. People in comas slash dead people, because finally they can take part in the mannequin challenge. So finally, there's a viral meme for them. Pretty good, right?
All right.
Like if you're in a coma, finally you couldn't Dougie, you couldn't Bernie.
Yeah.
I guess you could plank.
Mm-hmm.
Tebow.
I think the mannequin challenge is on the cool throne.
The mannequin challenge. No, but it's still right. The mannequin challenge is. You think it's going to stay?
No, it's
on the hot seat. Okay.
No, the mannequin challenge is the worst. Yeah. I'm so sick of it because every single time they're like, wow, check out this mannequin challenge. It's so good. It's something like you've never seen. And it's just people not
people
doing
standing
anything.
Still. Yeah.
But ooh, people in comas.
You know, it'd be
it's good for them.
Yeah. It'd be a good mannequin challenge if you're working on a porn shoot right now. A mannequin challenge porn would be pretty good.
That might be it. That
I would watch
it.
That's what tips it
that
all off.
That might be it.
Mannequin orgy.
Yep, that's it right there. Or it has to be like an actual like football game. The entire team, both teams coordinate it.
Yeah.
And they just stop live on the broadcast and do a mannequin challenge. Okay. That's the only way
like
this
I said, the
happen.
Browns defense has been doing that for a couple weeks.
That was Hot Seat Cool Throne. Who won? I guess we'll put it to a vote.
I think I won, but
well,
you know,
no,
I guess.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't really
we'll put it to a vote.
Okay, we'll put it to a vote, but there's got to be like some electoral vote. I don't trust the popular vote shit anymore.
Oh, okay. Let's go now. Continue punt week. Marquette King, probably the coolest punter. How do I say this without? He's the coolest punter.
He's the swaggiest.
He's the swaggiest.
What?
He's
swaggiest.
He's
punter.
Awesome. Give it
he's
a listen.
He's the swaggiest punter ever. Marquette King from the Oakland Raiders. Let's do it.
I want to ask you guys a question. When was the last time you ordered clothes online and got to try them on before paying for them? Never, right? Well, that's exactly what jackthreads.com does. You can try anything on at home for free, and you only pay for what you want to keep. Whether it's a big-name brand or the Jack Threads in-house line, you can be sure you're 100% in love with the items you ordered before spending a cent. I just got the sweet-ass winter jacket from them. I got to try it on, wore it around town, got to make sure it fit right, got to make sure I was getting the looks that I wanted, which were plentiful, I'll tell you that. And I don't have to send it back, but if I wanted to get a different size, I could. It'd be simple. It'd be easy. On jackthreads.com, you get to choose anything you want and try it on at home for free. Then you get 7 days to decide if it's working for you. They give you everything you need to send it back, packing tape, prepaid shipping label, everything. And they're going to hook you guys up for being part of my take listeners. Here's the special promo code that you need to use. Go to jackthreads.com, enter promo code PARDON. PARDON when you submit your tryout, and you get 20% off anything you keep. That's jackthreads.com, code PARDON. You save 20% on anything and everything that you keep. Never buy before you try ever again.
We now welcome on Oakland Raiders punter and dancer extraordinaire, Marquette King, in studio. So thank you for joining us.
Hey, the king is here.
There we go. I'm going to start, since we're going to have some fun, I'm going to start with a question that might throw you for a loop. What is it like being the only punter in the NFL named after a college?
You know what? I didn't know it was a college that had my name. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Okay. All right. You never thought about that?
Maybe I'm the college.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-oh.
That was your hard-hitting question?
Yeah, that was my hard-hitting question. Hey, thanks for being silent there.
We're going to have some fun
silent there
and
selling your
co-host.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know where you're going with that. You're the punter on the Ravens or on the Raiders. You've been doing some crazy dances this year. We had Pat McAfee in the studio a couple days ago, and he actually was talking some shit about you. He said that he's mad that you've taken his crown as, like, the cool punter.
You know what? McAfee's one of my real good friends, man, and he's a real good dude. Funny as I don't know what, so... That's crazy, man. But I mean, the funny thing about it, I've been doing the same thing I've been doing for years. Mm-hmm. I'm goofy, but I just didn't put it out like I do now.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you were coming off the Sunday night game, Raiders Broncos, kind of the Raiders being back. Did you know where the camera was? Because you got caught two or three times doing some awesome dances, and that propelled you to like, oh shit. Who is this guy? And he's having a lot of fun out there. Was that planned?
You know what? I did what I always do.
Okay.
I've always danced after a punt. If I felt a certain type of way, I'm gonna do it. Like I felt like riding a pony or the Bronco, so I decided to ride the Bronco. And then I was like, okay, the second punt hit on the two. All right, Let me do the Von Miller dance since I be trying to watch SpongeBob. And got doing the Madden commercial comes on, and I see Von Miller doing his dance, so I just decided to do it too.
Did he talk to you after that? Was he mad that you did his dance?
Nope,
or was he cool with it?
Not at all. He was real cool, man. Real good dude and amazing athlete. He talked to me after the game. I was like, hey man, give me some better dance moves for this because you're the best at it. Like you started it.
So Jack Del Rio, everyone's saying he's got the biggest set of balls of any NFL coach. You're in the locker room with him. Is that true? Are his balls big?
You know what? I never look that direction, but
does he shower with the team?
No. Okay. I mean, the coach got their own locker room, but he carries himself like a rock star, man. Like he doesn't care what anybody thinks. He's always focused on doing what he can do. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, it rubs off on all the other players, and he has a beautiful personality.
Did you know he's got a history of injuring his punters? Did you know that?
He does?
Like, has he brought, like, a tree stump into the locker room at
you
all
know
this
what?
Year?
I'm a different kind of punter.
Okay. Because what he did in Jacksonville to motivate people, he brought a tree stump into the locker room, and he put an axe on there, and he said, everybody, we're going to keep chopping wood this year. And everybody was swinging the axe. The punter hit himself in the leg and injured himself, had to sit out for, like, maybe, like, two games or something like that. So,
you know what? I'm taking the axe home. I just bought a house, and I need some trees to chop.
Uh-huh. There you go.
I'm taking it to the crib.
There you go.
Now, Jack obviously has been known this year for going for it on 4th-and-2 or 4th-and-3. Like, you know, he's obviously been a little bit of a riverboat gambler. Are you asking him, like, hey, Jack, why don't you throw some fake punts into the playbook? Because they keep the offense out there. If I were you, I'd be like, hey, man, like, let me get some fake punts going. Let me run the ball. Let me throw the ball. Have you asked for that? Have you lobbied for that yet?
You know what? I don't bother him. when it comes to calling plays, I let him do what he has to do. But, I mean, he does what he feels is best. I mean, maybe somebody gives him an Xbox or PlayStation controller. But he does what he thinks is best, man.
What about Derek Carr? Does he wear eyeliner?
He don't wear eyeliner, man, but he got some dark eyebrows.
Eyelashes, too.
Hey, man, them eyebrows dark, boy. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You sure, though?
Derek Carr's good people, man. I love Derek, man. Good dude. Great leader.
You're going to be playing down in Mexico next week. Are you excited to punt at elevation?
You know what? It's two sides to it. Yes, because the ball will travel far, but kinda because I gotta wait like 30 seconds to 2 minutes after every punt because I'm gonna get real tired because of the elevation.
That's right. You need to catch your breath afterwards.
Oh my god!
Does punting take it out of you? You get real tired just kicking a ball.
Well, it depends on how much I put into it.
Okay.
So if we're backed up, I'm gonna finna put a lot into it. So I need enough gas.
What's your longest punt?
My longest punt this year.
No, in life, like
on
like,
life.
Yeah. What's your record?
80 yards, but 76 Ooh. In air. 76 Ooh. In air.
So a lot of times
what kind of steroids did that take?
Yeah, you take steroids?
I mean, no, but chicken.
HGH?
A lot of chicken.
A lot of chicken. That's your PED?
Okay.
It's chicken. You a light meat or a dark meat guy?
You know what? I like wings.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
I love
wings.
Guys. Give me wings.
All right, what's your favorite wing place?
Let me think. I think Wingstop, because Rick Ross said something in his song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both wing guys. Do you pre-Tums? Do you take Tums before you eat wings?
I can't take Tums, man. But Pepto, if it's after 8 o'clock at night, I got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sure. I got bad acid reflux sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get some Pepto.
And it makes me think about life.
So
that's actually like a very astute comment. When you get the really bad late night heartburn and you're just like sitting up being like, damn, what's going on with my life?
You know what? It sucks because I'm sitting in bed and I got acid reflux and I'm like, oh my God, am I supposed to die right now? You know what? Hold on. I still got a couple of games to play. I want to play in the league for at least 8 years to the minimum. Like, it's hurting.
Breaking news. At least 8 years.
At least. It's going to go.
That's breaking news, though. At least you want to play
further.
Yeah.
So I've got a source inside the Raiders locker room that says that you used to like to work out wearing really, really skimpy clothes and tight clothes in the weight room and would just, like, everybody would get creeped out by. Do you still do that?
You know what? I just had on an Under Armour. Like, I had on a long sleeve Under Armour. Sometimes I might cut the sleeves off because I'm feeling myself and I heard my favorite song on my phone. So why not? If I hear my favorite song on my phone and I got my headphones on, why not pretend that I'm in a music video?
How much you bench?
You know what? I would say 315 at the most, but in the pros, like, they focus more on what you got to focus on with your job. So yeah, it's hard to lift the same kind of weights I did when I was in college.
Do you ever, like, sneak into the weight room and just, like, do curls for, like, 30 minutes when coach isn't watching?
Oh, of course. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, you got your curls for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Curls for the girls.
Have you ever gone to P.F. Chang's with Mark Davis?
No.
You ever have, like, a one-on-one conversation with him?
Yeah, he's cool people, man. Mark Davis.
What about his haircut? You think it's pretty nice?
He swagged out. My boy swagged out, man. I mean, you know what? Ain't no owner in the league swagged out.
And it's true. No owner in the league looks like him.
That's what I'm saying. If you see the stuff that I do, like, I don't like normal people.
Right.
Right.
And it fits perfectly.
Have you checked out his van yet?
I didn't see the van. Where the van at?
He's got a conversion van.
He do?
It's pretty nice,
He drives around in it. Goes to P.F. Chang's for lunch every day.
My boy can take.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah.
So we do all our research before we have any guests on the show, just strictly on Wikipedia. So half the shit that we're asking you might be wrong. But I heard that you didn't party at all in college. Is that true?
I turned up, bro. I'm not finna sit here and lie. I mean, I turned up a little bit, but at the same time, like, I focused on what I wanted to do, and what I wanted to do was become one of the best punters in the league. Like, I wanted to be great at what I did, and that was my focus. Like, sometimes we'll go in my college, in my dorm room, people are pregame because I had it decked out. I had a black light, I had strobe lights on the bed, nice. Like, it was turnt.
Yeah.
But at the same time, after everybody was like, "All right, let's go to the club. All right, y'all go to the club. I'm finna take these footballs out here with me on the field, mm-hmm. and I'm finna sneak and cut the lights on, and I'm finna just practice."
There you go.
And I had my little CD player, Walkman, whatever it was at the time, but I had that on me, and I was just working on me trying to be the best.
Now, did you say decked out or dicked out?
Decked out.
I mean,
I'm not cool.
Dude,
so,
no, he had the black light, the strobe light. You have a lava lamp. You have that poster of the kiss with the two girls kissing.
I got a lava lamp. I ain't have
twins.
You had the kiss. We're big twins guys.
You know what, I ain't had the money to get all that. Right
So the story of how you started punting, because you were initially going to be a wide receiver on your college team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you just decide to start kicking a ball at practice for fun or what?
Yeah, I started off as a hobby, but I was good at it. My mom thought I was good at it. My dad thought I was good at it, and mm-hmm. I focused on trying to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So it just worked out.
What about Janikowski? What's he like?
Janikowski is cool, man. He's real cool. He has two daughters right now, about to have a third kid, and shoot, man, it's cool getting a chance to work with a legendary guy that's about to get a gold jacket, man.
Yeah.
Strong leg, awesome mindset, man. His mindset is, I'm going to be the best. Like, I'm the best right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he just carries himself like that, and it rubs off on me, too.
Can you speak any Polish?
You know what? He's tried to teach me Polish, but I don't pay attention. My attention span is not real good.
Uh-huh. So you hold for him, right?
Yeah.
Has he ever missed and hit your hand?
He's never missed to hit my hand. If he missed to hit my hand, it's going to be you remember that UFC match they had the other day?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to have to bring that ring out to the 50-yard line.
Okay, so who wins? You or Janikowski?
You know what? If I stick and move, I'll probably win.
He seems like a guy that would headbutt, really. Yeah. Like, that would be his first move.
You know what? He's actually done it to me in practice.
A headbutt?
Okay. It kind of hurt my head.
What, what does he smell like in practice? Can't be good, right?
What does he smell like?
Yeah. Like a sweaty Janikowski can't smell good.
You know, I don't think I put my nose that close.
But, like, you know, you kick a field goal in practice. Do you guys not do, like, a high five or something?
I mean, we you get close pound, enough.
Pound. Okay,
pounds. Pound.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Go home.
Do you ever? Say it again. What was that? Say it again.
Go home.
So you got fined for a horse collar tackle earlier this year. You saved a touchdown, right?
Yep.
But you got him, and you got penalized. I'm of the mindset that a punter should never be flagged for. If you can get a player down, it's like all fair game. But, like, did you feel like kind of a badass when you wrote that fine, when you wrote that check? You were like, yeah, no big deal. I just hit a guy too hard. Could have injured him, so I got to pay.
You know what? We don't really write a check. It comes out your check slowly. Okay. So,
they put, like, a lien?
It's kind of like that. So you slowly look at your check, and it's like, But when I did get the tackled, I mean, he was celebrating like, yeah. I'm like, shit. Shut up. You got tackled
by a
punter. Shut
the fuck up is what you said. You can say fuck.
So, no, I can't. I'm not doing that.
What's your mentality, though, when you're, like, one-on-one? When someone breaks free, are you, like, I'm going to make a big hit, or, holy shit, I'm kind of fucked here?
The second one.
Okay.
So, it's like, oh, man, what's going to happen now?
Right.
And it's like,
I might end up on a highlight tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when the Falcons guy was coming, it was another big linebacker that was running beside him. I'm like, all right. Let me pretend that he pushes me over or something.
Oh, man.
All right. Let me catch you because I know I can catch you because I'm fast enough. So I just chase him and just grab him.
What's your 40?
My 40, probably like a 4.51.
That's pretty good. That's got to be like up there for punters, right? I remember the Bills had that guy, Mormon. He used to run like
Mormon was fast.
He ran like a 4.2 or 4.3, right?
Mormon was fast, though. That was a track elite.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
4.5 is pretty good. I hear that you play a lot of FIFA. Do you still do that?
I don't play FIFA. I play Assassin's Creed and what's the other game? Maybe a little bit of Madden.
Yeah, you play Madden. What's your team on Madden? Do you play as the Raiders?
I play as the Raiders all the time. You know what? Derek Carr definitely sits on the bench because I'm the man.
You put yourself in as quarterback?
Yes, sir. Derek Carr's not going to play quarterback for me when I'm on my video game.
So do you boost your own ratings? To play?
I don't boost no rating.
You just go out there and play?
I just keep running a lot of Wildcat, man. Hopefully I get lucky enough to run past the defense in.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to look up your Madden 16 ratings real quick.
Ouch.
What about the black hole? Do you ever go and talk to any of those people there? Are they just wild?
I mean, I love different people, man. And every
That's as many different people as you can get right
That's
there.
That's what I'm saying.
Hole.
Every time I get a chance to see them and get a chance to holler at them, I'm like, what's up?
Yeah.
All the time.
What do you got?
I'm trying to pull up the stats right now.
What about the Green Power Ranger? What's the significance of
that? What's the story with that?
The Green Power Ranger, man, it's based off of how I feel, man. Like, if I feel like dressing up like Superman one day, I'm going to dress up like Superman. If I feel like dressing up like the Green Power Ranger, I'm going to dress up like the Green Power Ranger. And I'm just have fun. It's just my personality.
Why green? Because the
Power Ranger was so swagged out, bro. Like, I mean, you had the other Power Rangers, but then you had the Green Power Ranger. Everybody remembers the Green Power Ranger. Like, that was the man.
Yeah.
And when he turned evil, he would all five of them.
I forgot.
It was crazy. He turned up on them.
Yeah, he did go evil.
He had a heel turn.
He tore all of them up. But,
I didn't find him. Are you excited about maybe moving to Las Vegas?
I mean, you know what? I don't really think about it much. I don't think about it.
I would be terrified to move to Las Vegas. I don't trust myself enough to live there.
Why would you?
Yeah, why would I be terrified?
Yeah.
Because I don't trust myself in Las Vegas. I feel like I would get in some bad stuff and probably die within the first year. You probably have a lot more discipline than I do. But, like, do the guys talk about that at all? Like, hey, we might be in Vegas next year?
No, everybody's focused on what's going on right now.
All right, so I don't know why PFT's Google doesn't work, but I found it in about 2 seconds. So your rating, which one did you want? The speed's 81.
Speed's, okay, that's not pretty bad. Good. That's respectable for a punter, yeah.
Strength, 52.
Ooh, maybe they need to listen to this.
Hold on, I was just saying.
What? You do look a little.
They just challenged my strength out.
You said you benched 315. That leads me to believe otherwise. Like, who are you lying or is Madden lying?
You got to work on that stiff arm. It's 25. I didn't even know they made ratings that low.
Come on, bro. You know what?
I thought it'd stop at 49 or 50.
You know what? They just need to come to practice one day. come to practice.
Yeah, you could run a little wildcat with those ratings. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Well, let's wrap it up with our final three questions. We ask everyone these three questions.
Yep.
First one, do you wash your apples?
Do I wash my apples? Of course. I put them through water. I don't know if I put soap on them and scrub them.
Why do you do that?
Just because I've seen it done so many times. It's just habit.
Oh, okay. So you just other people do it, so it must pressure. Be fine. So you're limbing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say peer pressure because I don't feel pressure to do it. I just do it.
Okay. So like if everybody that before you walked off a cliff, you'd do it too. Got it.
I wouldn't walk off a cliff.
All right. second to last question. Who's the most famous person on your cell phone?
Let me think. I don't know. I got to look through my contacts.
Go ahead, we have time.
Y'all do? All right.
Yeah. Just look onto that phone.
Let me think, because I just know. Thomas Morstead from New Orleans Saints. Yeah. I think he's real famous because when I attempted to be a punter, like, he was the main guy. He was one of the best punters in the league, best kickoff guys because, I mean, he made plays.
Okay.
He hit the onside for the Super Bowl game and they got it back.
That's right. That's right.
True.
You have Mark Davis's number?
That's true.
Mark Davis got an old phone too.
You want to call?
It's
you got a
cool.
flip phone?
He's got a what is it? It wasn't a flip phone.
Motorola Razr.
It was old. Like
you want to call him?
I'm not.
Just give him a quick call.
No sir.
Boss on a Sunday night? No, you sure?
It's a bye week. He's probably not doing anything.
It's
right?
A bye week.
DPAP, man. Come on. All right. Last question.
Yeah. Do you have
question?
One?
I'm going to ask. Yeah, I was going to ask. Do you think the Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm not going to speak too fast about that.
You've been trained pretty well.
Yeah, God
I mean,
damn it.
I feel like we got a real good team, man. I mean, Derek Carr's got a real good receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
We got a real good defense.
What about the AFC West? Guarantee that?
I mean, I don't pay attention to them. I pay attention to the returners.
Okay.
Okay. So, right. What's your favorite word that rhymes with punt? That
punt
starts
elite.
With a C. That starts with a C.
Punt. That's a hard word because you're setting me up right now.
No. You're in association. We play with everyone.
We ask everybody this question.
Yeah, we do the same thing. Every person.
Punt.
You know what we'll do?
All right, well, thanks so much for giving us your time, Marquette. We appreciate
Here's
that.
Here's what we'll do. We'll just bleep out when you said nothing, and then everybody will think that you said.
Bleep, yeah. All right, thank you, Marquette King. We really enjoy watching you play and dance. Thank you for joining the show. And I think we're at least Raiders special teams fans now.
Well, before the season
started. I'm not
going to
be a full Raiders fan, but I'm definitely a special teams
fan.
Before
the season started, I said the Raiders, they're going to make some noise.
Yeah.
But we kind of called this.
I think we should be like the number one fans of just the Raiders special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's us. We don't care about Derek Carr. We don't care about the defense. We just want to see punts and field goals.
Yeah. So next time Del Rio tries to go for it on like fourth and four, just be like, hey, that's kind of disrespectful to your punting game.
Right.
And just
or the
go
field
on
goal
the,
game.
Or the field goal
right.
game.
We're
yeah.
Boo.
You know so what, Raiders special teams, number one fans. Right
number
here.
One.
I can't
Black
challenge
hole.
Del Rio, but
yeah,
you know what? I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we'll be. You know what? Let's do. We can't be the black hole. We'll be the brown hole.
The brown hole.
A little different than the.
Yeah.
Well, the brown hole. Yeah, we're the brown holes. Okay. All right, Marquette King. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
The King
it.
Is here.
Thank you. What's the best thing you've bought for $3.99? I'll tell you what mine is. CISO. CISO is a place with nearly endless supply of top shelf comedy. Months worth of exclusive originals, face-melting stand-up, next-day late night, and a great catalog of classics. I just signed up for CISO. I watch SNL. SNL has been unbelievable this season with all the politics, and I watch it using CISO. This is the deal we got for you, too, with CISO. CISO plays ad-free streaming service, bringing you hilarious original series. It's S-E-E-S-O. S-E-E-S-O. S-O. It is the best place to watch comedy, and you can do it right now using CISO. Here's the deal I got for you. All the listeners out there, try CISO free for 2 months. Use the promo code PMT at checkout. I'm giving it to you for free for 2 months, okay? There's no downside here. Just go to CISO.com, S-E-E-S-O.com right now. to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code PMT at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code PMT. Shows you can't get anywhere else. From critically acclaimed original series like Take My Wife and Harmon Quest to all 40 years of SNL, CISO is the only place that offers every episode ever made and the new episodes the day after they air. CISO.com. Use that promo code PMT and you get 2 months free on us. Let's do some segments. We got a good list of segments here for us today. Let's start with thoughts and prayers to dads across the country.
Yes. New Balances were officially declared the official shoe of the neo-Nazis today. The neo-Nazis raised their hand and they said, guess what? We got New Balances.
Yeah.
Which is, I didn't know that like racists and just different hate groups could claim sponsorships of things.
Yeah.
But I guess the neo-Nazis did and nobody really put up much of a fight.
It would be really nice if the neo-Nazis were like, hey, we're Cowboys fans or something like that.
Yeah.
Really.
Something that everybody else can actually hate too.
Right, right.
Like,
exactly.
Something that we were already hating.
Right.
But now dads are kind of screwed. There are a lot of dads that aren't going to get this message until like their kids come home from college for Christmas. So they're going to be unintentionally racist for the next month.
Yep.
Thoughts and prayers to those dads. Have you ever been unintentionally like a bigot?
Not that I know of, no.
One time I was in a Chick-fil-A on like anti-gay marriage day, and I mean I love Chick-fil-A, and I didn't know I was there for that reason.
One of those situations.
And there were like picketers and stuff outside, and so I go, I guess
just trying to eat some chicken.
I just wanted to eat my chicken,
right.
And don't shame me for my chicken.
Right. I'm not a Jim Cramer type, and I know Lenny's been, you know, dodging our phone calls, so since we don't have both those guys, I'm going to give a little stock advice out to everyone. Buy some Saucony stock.
Saucony.
Oh, we got all three. So buy all three of those.
It's definitely not Saucony.
Saucony?
I know that for a fact. That's Saucony? Way off.
Saucony.
Saucony.
Saucony. It's Saucony.
Okay, so buy stock in the shoe. Saucony. That's Saucony.
Okay.
Or just get your pair.
Or
add a pair of Curry 2s.
Or chefs
good
are hot.
Call. Chefs are back.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think now's the time to buy stock in New Balance because, like we said, the people who are buying New Balance right now aren't going to know that it's racist for a while. So they're going to keep buying, okay? And meanwhile, the neo-Nazis probably weren't buying New Balance already. Now there's going to be a run on New Balances.
True.
It's a short play. It's a short play. You buy New Balance and then you dump it right before New Year's.
I don't know. I'm not a market guy, but I don't think, like, 200 hillbillies in West Virginia, the West Virginia mountains, markets.
Dude,
but
none of them have shoes right now. They need shoes.
Okay. Does Walmart have New Balance? I don't think so. They do? What about Saucony?
Yeah, they do. Saucony. Nobody sells Saucony.
Okay.
I'm looking up New Balance stock right now. I don't think that's publicly traded. Anyways, the bottom line is buy your New Balances right now.
Next segment we have, Stay Woke. This is for the Bill Simmons Chris Collinsworth feud. I mean, Chris Collinsworth dunked on Bill Simmons. So what happened if you're living under a rock? Bill Simmons wrote on Sunday night, someone needs to gently break the news to Collinsworth that the Pats have a weak front seven, and that's why Seattle's O-line looks good. The next day, so it was a next day dunk. Chris Collinsworth got online and said, "Thanks, Bill. We'll look for you gently breaking it down on that hit show of yours." So I actually have a double Stay Woke. Okay?
Wait. So explain to me what your first Stay Woke was.
The first Stay Woke is now Chris Collinsworth is going on Bill Simmons' show.
So it's Radio Wars.
It's Radio Wars.
Driving ratings up, yeah.
Bill Simmons taking a lot of L's. He got in this. Mm-hmm. Then he's going to have Chris Collinsworth. Guess what? You know what? If Bill Simmons wants to do these cheap tricks to try to get ahead of us on the on the iTunes rankings, go ahead, Bill. All we're going to do is we're going to sit back. If you like our show, rate it 5 stars, unsubscribe and resubscribe, and that's fine. Bill Simmons will do these cheap tricks, and we're just going to keep doing our thing, grinding and staying atop. So make sure you rate that 5 stars and leave a roast, and maybe we'll start paying people who rate it 5 stars.
Okay.
I don't know. But go ahead. Keep going with cheap tricks. Here's my second Stay Woke, though. Jack Collinsworth, the night before, Chris's son, when the tweet went out from Bill Simmons, he wrote, "Somebody needs to gently break the news to Simmons that his show just got canceled."
Ooh.
Interesting.
You think Jack's running Chris's account?
I think Jack is running Chris's account, And Chris is either going to explain that or he, you know, got roped into some radio wars. But that just seems a little too coincidental to me.
Well, I agree with you because Chris has never seemed like the kind of guy to get into a feud because Chris knows he's got some big skeletons, right? If you live in glass houses, you can't throw rocks. Chris has an interview out there that says, I like women that are age 14 to 17 because they're easy to trick. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
Yep, I do.
So if you're that kind of guy that has that on film, you don't go on the attack against somebody in the media.
Well, I also appreciate Jack Collinsworth going on the attack here because, I mean, he's a guy who's worked his ass off to get on, you know, his radio show. He's, you know, worked from day one. No one ever has given him anything. So it's good for him to criticize people who took a shot on a show and failed.
Earned, not given.
Exactly. Our next – that's a lot of Stay Woke, by the way. Hope everyone –
You kind of blew my mind a little bit.
I did, didn't I?
So our conclusion was that Chris Collinsworth has a Twitter account run by his son who's trying to get him to help Bill Simmons ratings.
And then to help Bill Simmons ratings, Chris Collinsworth ratings, and then what is it? The rising tide lifts all boats. Jack Collinsworth's ratings.
And our ratings, too, because we're talking about it.
Yes.
So hey, shout out to Jack Collinsworth.
It's a bull market.
Yeah.
Who said I wasn't a stock guy? That's basically the only
thing. Past performances are not indicative of future returns. We have to say that every time.
Buy.
Yeah.
Rolled up my sleeves.
Invest in rich uncles.
Let's just try Lenny.
Do you want the burner?
Yeah, grab.
Yeah.
Hey, Lenny, it's the guys from Part of My Take. We're calling about the New Balance stock. Do you know anything about it?
Should I be investing in Nike since New Balance is for neo-Nazis?
Also, suck our dicks.
Hey, you big pussy.
Oh, he hung up.
All right, yeah. Thanks, Lenny.
Well, hey, we got Lenny back on.
All right, Locker Room Talk is back.
Locker Room Talk and Stock Talk. Wow. Okay, Lenny, thanks for coming on, as always. By the way, shout out to whoever sent us that burner phone.
Yeah.
He clearly was screening my blocked calls.
Yeah, we've got a couple burner phones, and they're going to be exclusively used to call Lenny Dykstra. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. next segment we have Kicker's psychiatrist, psychologist, psychoanalyst couch.
Yeah.
We still haven't figured that one out. We'll get back to that.
So Blair got cut today. Blair Walsh Project.
He got cut.
Big Country.
Yeah.
Not enough room for two big countries on the same team.
I don't know
what to say. We tried telling him that it's not his fault. I think you got to go electroshock therapy.
Yeah. Well, here's a spin zone, little spin zone. The guy who replaced him, Kai Forbath, crazy name, right?
Mm-hmm.
K-A-I is his first name.
I always thought that he should be like a some sort of home improvement salesman. It would be Tile Floorbath. I think that would be good. If you're looking to start a company, you could do worse.
Kai has the type of name, though, that you'll forget about Blair Walsh pretty quickly. So he can go just hang out in the woods, maybe with a video camera, and figure things out. I think he'll be back.
Wait, are you suggesting that Blair just becomes Survivor Man?
Or Blair Witch Project number 4? What are we on?
Okay. Yeah, something like that.
He'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll be back.
I think what you got to do at this point, you got to just watch tape of you missing field goals and then shock yourself. You don't have to do the full-on electroshock, but just like rub your feet on the carpet and then touch yourself.
Clockwork Orange, maybe. Get the eyelids open.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. What the hell?
Yeah.
Or just microdose with LSD.
Shout out to Blair, though. We feel bad.
Yeah. Hey, Blair. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Blair. We have, as a white guy.
Yes.
One of our favorite segments. As a white guy. We don't really understand why LeBron James thinks Phil Jackson is racist. So if you heard what happened, Phil said that LeBron and his posse,
mm-hmm.
and then LeBron commented that he used to have respect for Phil Jackson. Doesn't anymore
because
he used the P word.
We don't say that anymore.
Nope. Don't be a pussy.
I'm offended.
And don't use posse.
Right. As a white guy, I'm offended that we're basically saying that a posse has nothing to do with like outlaw vigilante justice anymore. Because back in the day, you'd round up a posse and you and your best friends from out west would go around looking for criminals.
Yeah.
And so I guess we lost them. Do white guys need to take back the word posse?
Mm. I think having a posse is like a really cool thing.
Would you rather be in a posse I think I would rather be in an entourage, but I would rather have a posse.
So you think if he uses the word entourage, it doesn't have the same connotation? Entourage is the white guy posse?
Depends on how soft the G offensive? Is. Yeah. If it's a soft G,
entourage.
Like entourage.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, that's a compliment.
I
also, what LeBron James got mad about is that it sounded like Phil Jackson was describing like a crime syndicate. Mm. And it got me thinking, like, isn't the government just a big posse?
Ooh.
And
drain that swamp.
It kind of is, yeah.
Drain that swamp and put in a new posse.
That's right.
I don't know. I feel like this is just Phil Jackson maybe is doing... You can say that maybe he's friend-shaming. Like, hey, you have friends? Mm-hmm. Like, I'd love to have a posse. Yeah, I got no posse.
Well, Phil Jackson, to his credit, lives out in Montana, right? And he just, like, flies in for Knicks games, basically. So he lives in Montana where a posse is actually a compliment.
Right. A posse is an entire county in Montana.
Posse County. I think the highways are just called, like... Posse routes.
Right. No, if you have more than four people in Montana, it's a posse and it's a county.
That's right. So
you might even get a mailbox.
There you go. So LeBron James just needs to be grabbed by the posse.
Yeah. As a white guy, though, I don't know. I mean, I guess we're racist as white guys.
Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You actually asked me if I've ever accidentally been racist. Actually, I have. I've used the word posse.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, guys.
So as a white guy, we're sorry.
Before we get to... Oh, no, we have an Oh You Think. You have an Oh You Think.
Yeah. So Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are breaking up.
You think?
No, Doe's smart one.
Do you know who was to blame for this?
I'd love to hear. LeBron.
LeBron's posse.
Yeah, yep. It is.
It really is. It actually is.
It's LeBron's leadership because people on the team were calling him Tris Kardashian,
mm-hmm.
and you can't have that sort of fracture in the locker room.
Let me back up. It's LeBron's crime syndicate is to blame for this.
Okay.
They shouldn't have broken them up, but they did. They did. That's absolutely the person.
Mm-hmm.
He and his posse.
So possible roll this into Trouble in Paradise.
Oh.
Tristan Thompson isn't going to be happy with his teammates.
Although,
might be time to start selling on the Cavs.
Ooh, okay. I don't hate that theory.
Mm-hmm.
Does JR, maybe JR's got to take his shirt off again.
Maybe
that's always funny.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if JR was also laying the pipe.
Has JR done a mannequin challenge with his shirt off?
I'm sure he has.
Oh, wow.
They did one in the White House. The guy, like, moving in the background.
Yeah, did you see our boy Dante?
Yep.
Dante Jones was there, no longer on the team.
But, I was going to say, I guarantee you anybody affiliated with LeBron James has done at least four mannequin challenges.
Yes.
He's just doing that every room he walks in.
Oh, LeBron.
Oh, you guys want to do mannequin in the Lincoln bedroom? Yeah, come on, guys.
Oh, LeBron James, without a doubt, laughs at every single mannequin challenge he watches.
Check out his Instagram feed right now. Yeah. It's all likes of mannequin challenge videos.
Just in the emoji with the crying face.
Yeah.
Damn, these guys really stood still this time. Before we get to drunk ideas, is that the segment we're calling it?
I think we're just calling it things you thought were funny when you were drunk, and then you looked at him and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. And I actually have an idea that I thought of when I was drunk that I'm going to throw into there. Before we do that, I want to quickly power rank. This is my specialty when we get to later in the season, the NFL. All the forgotten teams, because you know how they do power rankings of the NFL and you get all the best teams and then it's like the Browns are at the end. I like to power rank the middle of the pack, so I'm going to throw a quick power rankings for you. You can tell me if I'm right or wrong. I'm power ranking the 4 and 5 teams now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. Rattling them off. I got the Steelers at the 1 spot. I got the Bills at the 2 spot, the Colts 3, the Packers 4, Saints 5, Bucks 6, Rams 7. Find a flaw in my power rankings of 4 and 5 teams.
I can't.
You want to look at it?
Yeah, let me take a look.
Take a look at that.
Let's see, Steelers 4 and 5. I feel like you got the Steelers at the top just because of name only. You're not counting the fact that they're not playing Steelers football right now.
Okay, but when you're ranking 4 and 5 teams, that's kind of how you do it.
No, because you got the Packers down there.
Yeah. But they lost to the Colts.
Hmm.
So
okay, well,
that's why.
Okay,
that's why they're down there.
Yeah. So I think the Colts should be further down. I think the Saints and the Packers should be tied for second behind the Bills.
Okay,
I like the Bills. I think they can. Hey, don't let the Bills get hot. They can make some noise.
Ooh, all right. And that was our ranking of 4 and 5 NFL teams. Scintillating stuff. All right. Let's do our last segment. Things you thought were funny when you were drunk, / ideas. I have an idea that might blow some people's minds. Let's hear your things that you thought were funny when you were drunk first.
Okay, so these are all things from this weekend that I wrote down. None of them are any good, but I woke up on Sunday morning and I was like, wow, I had some terrible ideas. Okay, my first take is saying sweating is making your skin come. So that was funny when I wrote it down at the time.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up on that one.
Don't patronize me.
No, okay?
I know when there's a bad take.
That one, you were what, like 4 beers into that one?
I don't know.
Okay.
The next one is companies should pay dogs to be their sponsors. Or sorry, companies should sponsor dogs. So like Leroy should put on like a bib that says Subway.
Okay, so that happens. Okay. But here's the problem.
I think
what
I was saying is that companies should sponsor my dog.
Yeah, here's the problem. In order for that to happen, you have to be one of those fucking weirdos who has an Instagram account for your dog. And those people are the worst. Yeah.
Slash every girl that gets a dog.
They're the worst.
At the age of 18.
Like, here's all the pictures of my dog because you want to see my dog.
You probably have to paste like, or post 6 pictures of your dog per day.
Per day. And then you have all your followers or other people who post pictures of their dog, and it's this whole ecosystem out there that gets,
you know, disgusting. What got me was I was watching the Washington game on Saturday, and they had the Husky, like a close-up of the Husky.
We don't say the W word.
And then they
that Washington.
No, we don't other say the H word either.
We don't say the
fat shaming.
D.C.
So
Washington.
The Washington Chubbies, the Washington Big Bones.
Hefties.
Hefties were playing.
Washington, I just got bit by a dog, so I'm a little bloated.
There you go. So it was a close-up on the Husky, and then they would put the logo of a company right in front of it, like Verizon sponsors this game.
Yeah.
It was like, I can't look away, and now I really like Verizon for some reason.
Because it's a dog.
Because it's a dog. So, okay. Get my dog. If you have some extra coin in your ad budget, sponsor Leroy. It'll be worth it, I promise. Next one, I had a busy weekend. My third is that we should do a new segment.
Of drinking.
A new character on the show, or a new segment on the show, where it's just the singer of AC/DC in between songs, how he acts on stage.
Oh.
So, like, every time we switch a segment, I'll be like, how many of you out there like rock and roll music? Can I hear all you yell? Yeah! Yeah. That's
that kind of thing?
It's basically it, yeah.
Okay. Huh? I don't hate it.
Can somebody turn up the guitar?
Okay. I don't hate it. It's the only reason I'm cautious is it's just another excuse for you to do your Australian accent, which I don't hate either.
AC/DC doesn't have an Australian accent. He is Australian, but he has like a rock accent. There's no nationality.
It's 80s rock. You just want to get some 80s rock into Pardon My Take, and
absolutely.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Put your hands together, all you people out there. Does anybody like to party? All you women in the front row, show me your titties. This next song goes out to a Satan. This one
I can't do it anymore. All right, I have one idea that I came up with when I was drunk, okay? I miss the train a lot. Like, I miss it by a second going to work, and it takes me, I don't know, it's like 20 minutes waiting for the next train,
game
right?
Game of Inches, yeah.
Everyone? Yeah, Game of Inches. Here's the deal. We need to start having trains. The last car is the Game of Inches car. The doors are always wide open, and if you miss it by a second, you can jump. Anyone who ever gets a pass on the train has to sign a waiver. So if you go for the Game of Inches car and you die, that's on you.
It should just be dead. It should be flat.
It should be a flat bed. Uh-huh. Right.
And just jump onto. Can you imagine the degenerates and lowlifes that would be on that last car every day?
All I'm saying is that there are many times when I miss it by a second, and I would absolutely risk my life to not have to stand in a station with no Wi-Fi for 20 minutes.
You know what? Every time I miss a train, I just tell myself, you know, that's the train that the terrorists strike. So, good job,
man. But you could have been on the Game of Inches flatbed.
Yeah.
I'm just... We can get that sponsored.
Okay.
Put a couple dogs on it.
There you go.
Put a couple dogs on a leash, sponsor the whole damn thing.
Put a GoPro on it and live stream the whole day.
Right.
Oh, shit. Pays for itself.
Oh, actually, no. Now my brain's really working. Sorry. Sorry for my brain to start firing. When you sign the liability waiver, if you die jumping on that train, all of your money goes to the Transit Authority.
I love it.
So that's how you pay.
Yeah, I honestly can't find a flaw in it.
I can't either. So get that done. Who's the mayor? Who's Bloomberg?
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
I don't even know.
De Blasio. City.
That's our show. We have two punters on Friday for Punt Week. Well, I hope you like punters, guys, because we got a lot of them. We have, who do we have?
We got Hecker and Huber.
Johnny Hecker and Kevin Huber.
The H brothers.
The Bengals and the Rams punters. We tried to make it a little different so that it's not just, hey, remember that time you kicked the ball? We talked a lot of Skyline Chili with Huber. And Hecker, we broke down.
We just made fun of him a lot.
Yeah. Hecker, we broke down the moment where he was emasculated by the nation. So make sure you check us out. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave those reviews. Are we bringing back Gross?
Yep.
All right, we're bringing back Gross. So 5-star review. Put a roast in. Make fun of us. Let's not let Bill Simmons and Chris Collinsworth do their little radio wars thing. Mm-hmm. With Cheap Tricks, remember? So yep. 5-star review. Leave a roast.
We're playing this fair and square.
We're fair and square. Everything's above the table here. And we'll see you on Friday.
We'll see you guys. Lights off. Keep that light on for us.
Presented by Barstool Sports.